Welcome back to another episode of the Pilots of the Caribbean podcast. And in this weekly podcast, we bring you everything drones and how they are being used in the Caribbean for fun, research, and commercial purposes. I am your host, Elon Gabriel, and I'll be bringing you the latest rumors and updates in the world of drones, as well as their most innovative applications. To subscribe to this podcast, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And there's also a video version that is available on YouTube. You can also visit our website at www.pilotsofthecaribbeanpod.com for more information. For those of you that are taking in the podcast on the YouTube channel and if you're looking at the video version, we have a new background that's going on today. And there's some more changes that will be coming soon, so stick around for some of those. Let me know what you think about it, if you like it, if there's anything else, you know, that you want to see added to it, something that might, you know, add a little something to it, taking suggestions. But right now, this is it for now. There's a new background, you know, we got rid of the old blurred out one. I know some people mentioned that they like the little light that used to be back in the corner, so we'll see if we can whip that in somehow. And yeah, we have some new changes coming to the video version of the podcast. So even if you will look at us, even if you take in the podcast on audio, you know, give the video version a check out, give us a like and subscribe on YouTube, and stay tuned for some more changes coming soon. There's been a lot happening in the world of drones. There's a lot of news going on. There's been some rumors that's been released recently. So I thought I would take this week's episode to, you know, bring some news and updates on what has been going on in the world of drones and, you know, just keep everybody updated with what is going on. So this week's episode is going to be primarily focused on drone news and updates. And our first drone news and update comes from the Pilots of the Caribbean podcast website. We recently launched a blog section of the website and you could visit that at pilotsofthecaribbeanpod.com/blog. Or you could go to just visit the website homepage and there's a blog button at the top. And the first article is what I'm calling a living archive to drone light shows that have taken place in the Caribbean. So if you visit the website, you will see just a short write-up and then you'll see links to all of the drone light shows that have taken place so far in the Caribbean. Now, if I've missed any, feel free to send a link to the video for that drone light show to me. And I can update the blog. It's called a living archive because it will continuously be updated. Anytime there's a new drone light show, I just want to add it and keep a record of one place where everybody could go to find past and, you know, past drone light shows that have taken place in the Caribbean. And also, if you know of an upcoming drone light show, let me know and I could put a preview to it on the blog itself. So persons that browse the blog, you know, could know that one is coming up. And if there's a link available beforehand to take in the drone light show live, you could share that on it as well. So go ahead onto the website and check that blog page out and let me know what you guys think of the post. And feel free to send across any missing drone light shows that I would not have covered in the article thus far. Moving on to our next story. And I've always said that one thing I could count on is drone news coming out of Jamaica. And this one is just that. This next story comes from Horton's Pharmacy in Jamaica, and they are exploring using delivery drones to provide delivery services to their customers. So they've traditionally used bike delivery methods, vehicles, persons on foot, and they are seriously looking into utilizing drones to deliver prescriptions to their patients, especially those that are on a recurring basis and live within a certain radius of the pharmacy. So again, Jamaica is at the forefront in the Caribbean news when it comes to drones and what they're being used for in that market. And hopefully Horton's is successful and this is the push that we need to see to get drone delivery going in the Caribbean. I mean, Jamaica doesn't have to be the first one, but if they are, I mean, kudos to them. Hopefully the rest of the Caribbean sees it and takes initiative as well and takes advantage of the technology that's becoming more and more widely available. Our next news story comes from the world's largest drone maker, DJI, and is a bit of a strange one, I must say. Last week, sometime, there was a report that DJI was supposedly hacked. and that up to, I think, a terabyte of data was stolen. Databases containing proprietary information, product development, customer information, all sorts of things like that. Because, you know, ransomware is very popular in the last couple of years. So this report stated that DJI had been hacked and that hackers were demanding a ransom to have the data returned. And then I think a day or two later, the hackers themselves reported that they did not, in fact, hack DJI, but were basically bluffing to get persons to pay for this data that was stolen or seized. And this story is a bit weird because, okay, so ransomware attacks, unfortunately, are becoming more and more common, but you don't always hear about the persons that supposedly committed the acts coming out and saying, hey, no, we didn't actually commit this. So, you know, it's kind of weird to actually hear somebody come out and admit that they didn't do this crime. They just did it. They just basically perpetuated this to say that, to show that there's some sort of criminal enterprise mastermind and this is how we could do something. It's kind of strange. And theory was brought up to me today. Shout out to Jervis for bringing this up. And we had this conversation and we suggested, now this is all speculation, so, you know, don't, DJI, don't sue me, that suppose DJI was hacked and DJI paid the hackers greater than what they were asking, and in return for that ask them to put out that they did not hack them, to basically show to customers that nothing was wrong with their data and it was never in any sort of danger at all. And it is an interesting theory, because while ransomware attacks are becoming more common, I don't think we've ever heard of a situation where the would-be hackers have come out after the fact and said, haha, no, we're just joking. That is a little strange. The whole situation is a little strange. And actually, it's reported that they actually had someone pay up to, I think it was like $84,000 ransom to get this would-be data back, and then to have it turn around and not have any data stolen at all. Not that they didn't. The strange part is not that they didn't steal it. It's just that they've come out and say that they didn't steal it. Because what kind of criminal does that? So, there are a couple of theories floating around there. Hopefully we get some more information on it. But just, again, thanks to Jervis for bringing up that interesting scenario. You know, what if they were hacked and DJI paid them a lot more money to come back out and say that they in fact weren't, and they would have gotten the money that they would have wanted and given them back the data and probably told them how it was done so they could protect against future attacks. Interesting thoughts. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. So from one DJI story to another, and this one is around DJI opening their first retail store in North America. And this store opened in downtown New York. The address is 685th Fifth Avenue between East 54th Street and East 53rd Street. And this is a space where you can go in and see DJI's products, interact with them. They actually had some giveaways for the first 100 persons to visit the store. And even if you were outside of that first 100, they were giving away to persons that purchased in the first couple of days of the store opening. And it's interesting because right now the US has this battle of looking at banning DJI from being used within the US. And now we have DJI actually opening their first physical store in North America. So it'd be interesting to see how the story develops, but it's good to see that we have another DJI store, because there's one in Europe that, you know, the Caribbean couldn't have access to, some sort of access. And New York may be a little more accessible for some persons. So it's a nice little space where persons can go and actually interact with the products firsthand before you buy them, before you put any money down on them. So if you guys get a chance to visit the DJI store, you know, let me know, share some pictures. We could post them up. Let us know what your experience was. The next news story is dedicated towards the FPV community. And it comes in the form of rumors and leaks surrounding the DJI Avata 2, DJI Goggles 3, and the DJI RC Motion 3. Over the weekend, a lot of leaks have started coming out around these products. And it started with a rough image of the Avatar 2 with a cutout background. And later, the full image with the background in place was posted. We also had some leaks around the Goggles 3. And there's a rumor that this package will be coming with a new RC motion controller. Estimated release date is the April 2024, but again, all these things are rumors, so please don't hold me to that. Some of the things that we'll be looking at in the Goggles 3 is it comes with a new flip-up design. So what you're going to see is there's a portion of the goggles that is supposed to fit on your forehead, and it's integrated with the strap. And it allows the goggles to be flipped up without having to totally take them off your head or to slide the goggles upwards into your hairline area. So that's one of the new design features of the Goggles 3. And one of the most significant things that you'll notice, in addition to what's supposed to be the flip-up design, is the addition of two front cameras. And that's rumored to have the ability to see forward while wearing the goggles. There have been some rumors as well that this will also involve some AR functionality. Nothing has been confirmed in that. I don't know if any version of the DJI goggles has ever had sort of processing power that would be necessary for AR technology to work in them. But again, this is just some of the speculations that are being thrown out there, that these goggles may potentially have some sort of AR functionality. And if you think about it, if anybody is to bring this to the world of drones, DJI would be the first to do it. So it's not too far-fetched to think about coming from them, that it may be a possibility, but again, none of this is confirmed. So we have a little more information on the Avatar 2 unit. It is supposed to be a little lighter than the last version of it. You have some specs that have leaked. It is using around a 3-inch propeller approximately. But one of the things that's significant about the propeller, and you can see from the design here if you zoom in on it, is that the propellers look to be standard FPV 3.5-inch propellers. And that gives the impression that you will be able to swap them out with your current or any future developed 3.5-inch propellers. Also, it is a totally new design on the drone. So the last drone is what we call a pusher, meaning that the propellers are situated at the bottom of the drone, they push down. Propellers in this design are above the ducts, or the prop guard, and suck air in and force them down. So it's a little different design. They change how the battery system is implemented as well. People have had some reports of some battery issues based on the design of the last one. This one seems to also be, based on how the body is laid out, it looks like it'll be a little different in terms of repairing and changing out of the parts. But again, we'll see how all of this goes and how much of what is leaked actually comes to fruition. When it comes to the camera that's built into it, the Avatar 3 is supposed to use the 04 DJI transmission technology, which is what is used in the Air 3. And it has been rumored that the sensor in it is similar to the sensor that is used in the action camera, the Osmo Action 4. So that is a step up from what would have been previously used, the O3 sensor, in terms of image quality. And we also like to assume that that would come with some additional transmission range as well. Again, all of this is rumors, leaks, speculation. So we'll see how much of it is true when the unit is launched. We also have some information on the battery. The battery is a 3400 milliamp hour battery. And is estimating up to 27 minutes flight time with the RC motion controller. And slightly less time if you're flying it in full manual, because of course you have less restrictions. You're allowed to go faster. The drone will be doing a little more work in full manual, so you could expect lesser flight times. But the up to 27 minutes flight time is a significant step up from what would have been in the original version of the Avatar. So again, we hope to see it very soon based on DJI's release cycles and what has come out so far. I think it's safe to say that we could expect the Avatar 2 in the coming weeks. And when it does drop, we'll see how much of these leaks and rumors actually do come true. But when it does happen, stay tuned and I will bring you that updated information as soon as it becomes available. Lastly, from this week, and again, from the will of DJI, this is a story that we would have covered in one of our original episodes. I believe it was episode 2 back in December of 2023. And it comes from the DJI gimbal world, the RS4 in particular. FCC filings, that is the body that is responsible for communications in the US, wireless communications and otherwise, that go into electronic products. Filings were found or leaked that indicated that DJI plans to release the latest version of their gimbal line, the RS4 and the RS4 Pro. Based on the timing of these filings and what happens after these filings have been made and discovered, an estimated release date for these gimbals has been given at Q2 2024. So we're looking at between April and June to have the RS4 and the RS4 Pro on the market. How many new features could we expect in a gimbal at this point? We don't know. But again, with DJI, never know what they would have thought about and come up with, and what we could expect to see from them is anybody's guess. This is also expected to be accompanied by some new accessories. We're talking about the Focus Grip Pro, the Focus Motor, and the Focus Pro Hand Unit. So that's some of the new accessories that are expected to come with the new RS4 gimbal. So again, all of these are still rumors, speculations, but hopefully some of it is true. And I don't know, what are you guys looking for in a new gimbal at this point? Because I think after the RS3 and the RS3 Pro, it pretty much did everything. So what else would you want to see in a new gimbal? Leave your comments below, let me know. And that was our news updates for this week. I hope that you guys learned something new. If you didn't hear about something, if there's a product that you're interested in, hope I was able to bring you some useful information or at least something to look forward to. I hope that DJI actually was not hacked and none of anybody's information is out there, because I know that most of us are DJI customers. A lot of the world is DJI customers. So I hope that none of us were victims of any sort of potential hack. But again, time will tell and we'll see how that story goes. As usual, we'll end this week with our video of the week, and it comes from the Lucian Rider out of St. Lucia. And he's bringing us an FPV, just a little FPV cruising video over the Carbot. Well, I'm not sure I pronounced that properly. The Carbot or Carbo Golf Course in St. Lucia. And this video is just him just out taking a fly, cruising along the hills, swooping down in the golf course, flying over the water. And it's actually a very nice, relaxing video. He added some nice music to go with it. So you guys could check it out. Give him a like, give him a thumbs up. And if you guys have any suggestions for video of the week, as we've done in the past, please feel free to submit them and let me know. And that's the show for this week. That's our news episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to reach out and let me know. I've enjoyed hearing from the listenership and the viewership thus far. So you guys can keep the messages coming, keep the submissions coming. If you have any news that you'd like submitted, any questions you'd like answered, you know, any video suggestions that you have for the video of the week, please feel free to send them in. You can submit them via the email address on the website, any of the social media platforms where you can find us. You can leave us a review, you can leave a comment, send it and I will find it. And if you did like this episode, please feel free to share it with your friends and anybody who may be interested in the world of drones and anything surrounding the world of drones. And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Please feel free to leave us a rating or review. They always help. And like and subscribe on YouTube. That is our episode for this week. And I will leave all links, everything that I spoke about in this week's episode, as usual, in the description. So thank you very much for joining me this week, and I will see you in the next episode.